Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Anger Management for Adults: 7 Revolutionary Strategies to Manage Explosive Anger, Improve Your Relationship with Your Loved Ones, Forgive Yourself, and Get Rid of Fear and Regret is a self-help book by Ari Coulter, focused on practical anger regulation for adults, based on the book's title and available descriptions. It presents anger not as a moral failure, but as a manageable emotional pattern that can damage communication, intimacy, and self-respect when left unchecked. The book appears to combine strategies for recognizing triggers, interrupting reactive behavior, and rebuilding healthier relationships after conflict. Its emphasis on forgiveness, fear, and regret suggests that it goes beyond simple calming techniques and addresses the emotional aftermath of anger as well. In the crowded anger management genre, the book is positioned as a concise, action-oriented guide that aims to help readers understand why anger escalates and how to replace explosive reactions with more deliberate responses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical framework for identifying and interrupting explosive anger. The central promise of the book is not abstract emotional insight, but practical control over explosive reactions. That makes the likely starting point recognition, noticing the early physical, cognitive, and situational signs that anger is building before it turns into yelling, withdrawal, or regretful behavior. In anger management books, this kind of emphasis matters because the most useful intervention usually happens before the emotional peak, when a person can still pause and choose a different response. The framing of 7 strategies suggests the book organizes anger regulation into steps rather than treating it as a single habit to fix. This is important for adults because anger often emerges from repeated patterns tied to stress, family dynamics, frustration, or unmet expectations. A strategy-based structure can help readers move from vague awareness to concrete action, which is especially valuable when anger feels automatic or difficult to stop in the moment. Secondly, using mindfulness and self-assessment to understand triggers and patterns. The book is described in search snippets as using mindfulness and self-assessment exercises, which points to a reflective approach rather than a purely behavioral one. That matters because anger is often intensified by the speed of the reaction people interpret events as threats, disrespect, or failure before they have fully examined what happened. Mindfulness in this context means creating enough mental space to observe anger without immediately acting on it. While self-assessment helps identify recurring triggers, beliefs, and emotional vulnerabilities for adults, this is especially relevant because anger is frequently connected to long-standing patterns, such as sensitivity to criticism, unresolved resentment, or feeling powerless in relationships. By encouraging readers to examine these patterns, the book likely helps them distinguish between the immediate event and the deeper meaning they attach to it. That distinction is essential for lasting change, because it shifts anger management from suppressing emotion to understanding how emotional interpretation drives escalation. Thirdly, repairing relationships by replacing reactive communication with intentional responses. One of the book's most visible aims is to improve relationships with loved ones, which places communication at the center of anger management. In practice, anger often becomes destructive, not because the feeling itself exists, but because it is expressed through sarcasm, shouting, blame, defensiveness, or shutdown. A relationship-focused anger guide has to address these behaviors directly because emotional intensity alone can be less damaging than the way it is communicated. The book's title suggests that it treats anger control as relational work, learning to pause, speak more deliberately, and avoid turning conflict into repeated injury. This matters in families and intimate partnerships, where unresolved anger can erode trust even after the argument is over. A strong anger management approach, therefore, does more than reduce outbursts. It helps readers build habits that preserve connection during disagreement. That makes the book relevant to anyone who wants not just fewer arguments, but healthier patterns of repair after conflict occurs. Fourthly, forgiveness as a response to guilt, regret, and emotional self-judgment. The inclusion of forgiveness, fear, and regret suggests that the book does not stop with controlling outward anger. It also addresses the internal consequences that follow an outburst. Many adults experience shame after losing control, then enter a cycle of self-blame that makes future anger more likely. If someone believes they are fundamentally bad or incapable of change, that belief can intensify fear and create more reactivity. A focus on self-forgiveness is therefore more than a comforting idea. It can function as a psychological reset that prevents one angry episode from becoming a fixed identity. This aspect likely gives the book a broader emotional range than guides that only teach calming techniques by naming guilt and regret as part of the problem. It recognizes that anger management is not just about behavior in the moment, but also about how people interpret their own failures afterward. That can be especially useful for readers who want a way out of shame-based cycles. Lastly, a concise self-help structure aimed at adults who need direct, applied guidance. The book belongs to the self-help and practical psychology category, and its title signals a direct, goal-oriented format. The promise of 7 strategies implies an organized, accessible structure that is easier to use than a dense theoretical text. That kind of presentation is useful for readers who want a focused guide they can apply immediately in daily life, especially if they are looking for manageable steps rather than clinical jargon. The target audience is clearly adults dealing with personal anger, family tension, or repeated regret over their reactions. In that sense, the book likely occupies a middle ground between emotional education and self-improvement workbook. Its value lies in translating a difficult emotional problem into a set of learnable skills, while still addressing the relational and psychological costs of anger. For readers who want a readable entry point into anger management, the book's structure and scope make it more approachable than more academic or therapy-centered alternatives. In conclusion, Anger Management for Adults is best suited for readers who want a practical, non-clinical introduction to controlling anger and repairing the damage it creates in relationships. Adults who find themselves snapping at partners, family members, or coworkers, and then struggling with guilt afterward are the clearest audience for this book. Its likely strength is that it combines immediate anger regulation tools with reflection on the deeper emotional cycle that keeps anger returning. That makes it useful not only for handling outbursts, but also for understanding triggers, reducing regret, and building more stable communication habits. Compared with many anger management titles that focus narrowly on calming techniques, this book stands out by tying anger control to forgiveness, fear, and relational repair. That broader framing makes it more relevant to readers whose anger is intertwined with shame, resentment, or damaged trust. As a result, it offers both practical tools and a conceptual shift. Anger is treated as something that can be observed, interrupted, and eventually transformed rather than simply suppressed or excused. If you would like to support Ari Coulter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.